Early today, or late yesterday, I'm not sure when it was, but the NICD, for the first time in quite a long while, posted a number of positive COVID tests, which is above 10,000. Now, I think most of the people, well, I'm not a scientist or in anybody in any way important in this field, but the most of the people that are important in this field are not that worried about how many positive COVID tests they are. They are much more worried about the number of people who have tested positive for COVID, who need to go to hospital and who might be putting pressure on the ability of that hospital to deliver service to the COVID patients and to other patients, to the point where elective surgeries once again get postponed and nurses and doctors are working 36-hour days. I know you can't do that, but you get my point. Dr. Sadiq Karim is Chief of Operations at the Western Cape Department of Health. Sadiq, good afternoon. All the provinces showing not steep, but rising trends of positive test numbers. Is it reflecting in the hospital populations yet?
Good evening, John. Actually, not as the rise in the cases hasn't really translated in a massive surge in hospital admissions, which is encouraging. And at the moment, we currently have about 310 people across our public and private sector hospitals, and that's just about 3% of the available hospital beds that we've got in the province. So, yes, we are definitely having a surge in cases. In fact, our daily cases on average is about 800 cases on a daily basis. But fortunately, we're not seeing a massive surge in hospital admissions or deaths for that matter.
And from previous experiences with this virus, how long does it take before the test positive numbers? Well, we hope that there's not an always and every time link, because we suspect that that the variants which are circulating at the moment are not as sick making as some of the previous ones. But is there a point at which you say, okay, well, it's reached this number of positive tests, therefore in 10 days, 2 weeks, a month, we can expect a potentially worrying increase in the numbers of people in hospital?
Sure. On average, it takes about 2 weeks after the case numbers increase for those cases to present to hospital. But what was encouraging during the fourth wave, for example, if I can give you a sense of the perhaps let me compare waves 3 and 4 as the more recent waves. During wave 3, we had about 220,000 cases. And in the Western Cape, we had just over 24,000 hospital admissions. So that was quite a huge pressure.
That's 10%. Yeah, that's 300% more than the case at the moment. Yeah.
In wave 4, we had about 120,000 cases, and we had 9,000 hospital admissions.
So, yeah, I mean, that's roughly 8%. So it's double what the case is at the moment, but it's not at a level where you have to shut things down.
Definitely not. By far, not by a long shot. So our strategy going into this fifth wave, as you've said, we in fact want to continue as far as possible with those elective surgical cases. And as we've discussed before, there's a massive backlog in elective surgery as well as other medical conditions. So as far as possible, and our hospitals remain full, well over 90% occupancy in the metropole hospitals. So we continue with that strategy of trying to make up for the backlog, obviously, in cases, both surgical and other admissions.
At what point, I mean, what does the strategy say about the point where you start the process of potentially activating some of the extra care facilities that have been part of our response in the past?
Sure. Yeah, so we've actually kept those additional intermediate care beds so we can rapidly scale up within a matter of days. At the moment, we have just around about 18 patients admitted to the Brackengate facility. It has a capacity of 336 beds. And then we also have additional 200-bed capacity at Mitchells Plain Hospital of Hope. We also have capacity at Saunstar Hospital for the rural areas and at Adikumane George. So we actually have significant intermediate care additional capacity should it be required.
For the moment and for the immediate short term, obviously one feels sorry for those people who are getting sick, particularly if they are suffering from severe infections. But at this stage and the prospect immediate short term, not relax, because we hope people continue to take sensible measures to minimize the risk of them being infected, but there's nothing to get even close to serious worry about.
Not at the moment, definitely not. And of course, we're still continuing with our vaccination strategy, making sure that, you know, we get as far and wide as possible coverage as well in the province.
Sadiq, thanks very much for talking to us. Always grateful for your time. Dr. Sadiq Karim, Chief of Operations at the Western Cape Department of Health.